Chapter 14. After that mission, Jin never knew when she woke up if Saw would send her outside to train, or if he'd tell her to load up and meet him on the ship. She liked the unexpectedness of her life, and the fact that she was a partner, not a student. Most of their missions were to worlds in the Outer Rim, typically along trade routes. Saw was preoccupied with the Empire's increased focus on cargo, certain that it was gearing up for a major weapons development. Ore from Siriamp, Jellicant, and Centauri? The occupied mines on Ilum? Saw went over galactic maps nightly, trying to connect the pieces of the Empire's plans. While he did that, Jin scoured all the records she could, gathering information on how to falsify clearance codes and develop scan docs so that Saw could continue his missions. The Empire was showing more and more interest in the planets on the edges of civilization, and the previously neglected reaches of the Outer Rim were starting to feel very crowded indeed. So she was a little surprised when Saw told her their next mission would be to Inusagi, a wealthy planet in the mid-rim. "What's the mission?" Jin asked, confused. Saw frowned. "Not our normal fare, but it pays well," he confessed. Normal fare meant getting closer to Jin's father. Jin felt the obsession Saw did just as acutely, although for a different reason. She didn't care what her father was making for the Empire. She just wanted to face him one last time. She wasn't sure if she'd use the chance to punch him or ask him why he had abandoned her. But she hoped that, one day, she'd get the opportunity to do at least one of those things. "If this isn't linked to the Empire, what is it?" Jin asked. "It's still linked to the Empire, just not the big mission," Saw said. He tossed her a holocube, and when Jin activated it, she found herself staring into the face of a Zubrak woman. It was hard to tell on the cheap holocube, but Jin guessed she had yellowish skin, with green-black horns like a crown around her head. She wore a heavy faceplate that covered her forehead and shot between her eyes, down to her nose. It curled over the top of her head, adding metal spikes between her natural horns. "Arane Arida," Saw said. "Hates most humans, by the way. Good thing I'm so handsome." He crinkled his scarred face in a ferocious grin. Jin frowned. "If she hates humans, then why?" "Arane is notoriously suspicious," Saw said. "We're given pieces, not the whole. She's paying for my services."
"And those services are?" Jin asked.
"She needs two fighters," Saw said. "Me and Maya, I think. Maybe Kodo." Jin's heart sank. She was still, after everything, not good enough.
"You're in this too, kid," Saw said, ruffling Jin's hair. "There are a lot of players on this one. We each have a specific role."
"So what are we doing?"
Saw nodded to the holocube, and Jin activated it.
"The operatives in Group C under Stoneface's command,"
Arane started in an imperious voice.
"My code name," Saw said.
He tilted his face to the light, setting his jaw in a hard line. Jin giggled.
"Obtain clearance codes for ships landing on Inusagi. Arrange for access for operatives in Alpha Group to the main floor of the palace during the dedication ceremony. Guests have been sent a special image caster branded for the occasion, and with an XLD security chip."
Jin shrugged. "That's not very secure." Saw spoke over Arane's holographic image.
"It's a party, not a top secret military function. So you think you can handle something like that?"
"Sure," Jin said. "The clearance code's no problem. The invites may be more difficult. If I had one to copy..." Arane had sent one legitimate image caster invitation and provided Saw with a dozen blanks.
"We absolutely need 10, Saw said, "so there's a little room for error. But if you can make all 12 work, that's better."
Jin inspected the official image caster.
Shouldn't be a problem, she said. I'll need some things.
Saw took careful notes of everything Jin suggested he get so she could replicate the invitations, then immediately sent one of his underlings to the nearest world with a trade post. They had less than a standard month to complete the task, but Jin was fairly certain she would need only half that time. The outside of the image caster was painted in swirling designs of red and gold, the display base made of what looked like actual golden honeycomb. A scan dock had cleverly been inserted into the bottom of the image caster, and when Jin twirled the three legs at the perimeter, the hollow started automatically. A young woman, who looked a few years older than Jin, in her early 20s, was illuminated in the holographic light. Rather than show just her face, the small image showed the girl's whole body. The image caster was an expensive model, and the girl was illuminated in vivid detail, her clothes seemingly woven from light. Her rich brown skin seemed to glow even more against the bright red embroidered cloth that she wore tightly wound around her body. A cascade of silky black hair extended almost to her knees, curling slightly at the ends.
As the chiefess of Inusagi, the woman said, her voice tinkling through the small speakers of the image caster, I welcome you to our planet's annual Sakula Blossom Festival. This image caster will also allow you entry to the special dedication ceremony in honor of our first imperial governor. Please present it to the royal guard upon your arrival. But until then, I encourage you to learn more about Inusagi and our royal heritage.
The girl threw her arms up at the end of her speech, as if celebrating a great win. Before the hollow cut off, the woman lowered her arms, her shoulders sinking, and there was a flash of emotion on her tiny, illuminated face, one that spoke of defeat. Jin scanned the contents of the image caster. The information on Inusagi was cursory at best, highlighting its contributions to the Empire and glossing over the years of negotiations, many of which grew violent, before the planet's fall into the Empire's hands. Inusagi had remained chiefly unimportant for centuries, benefiting from its position near wealthier planets, but without key exports itself. It had mostly been successful in its attempts to remain neutral throughout the years, but clearly that neutrality was over. A planet was either for the Empire, or it was crushed under the Empire's heels. The final hollow held a message from the Empire.
Inusagi is a planet rich in culture and arts,
Lieutenant Colonel Senjax, official military correspondent for the Imperial broadcast, said. Unlike the chiefess's opening speech, the Lieutenant Colonel's hollow showed him from the chest up, as if he were speaking directly to Jin.
The Empire is pleased to bring this diverse planet under its wing. Inusagi's strong alliance with the Empire will prove that new beginnings under our beloved Emperor can lead to prosperity and happiness for all the galaxy's citizens. We look forward to greeting you at the Sakula Blossom Festival.
Oh, I bet you can't wait to see us, Jin told the flickering image just before she turned off the device.